What's up? That's my thing coming through there.
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Look at the side. Next is coming. Everything going okay, Brian?
What we got?
The sound is just really
normal.
Is our
okay?
That's up.
Oh, hold on. Turn off my side. Yeah, let me look at it. I've got special settings for it.
I wonder if it's just the scale has changed.
Right.
They're usually real big. That's usually smaller. Updates yesterday. I had to get out your mess with GarageBand, but there could be some kind of function.
Yeah.
We got tweaked in the update.
I think it's still recording, I think, at the same levels. It's just not showing up like it is. There's probably a scale somewhere.
Yeah, I think we're okay. And look, this is really what we. The biggest concern is.
Yeah, I would say the scale has just changed for some reason.
Okay.
Let's check it after Bible class.
I'll come up here and
we'll see what it sounds like.
All right. Okay. Everything go okay on that end? Okay. I'm glad you caught that because that would freak me out too because normally. You see, he had gotten something one time where he wanted it to look like this. Then recently it's been those really big lines, and I said, okay, well, then I guess he's changed it. And, so I don't know. I'll do the same thing. Hey, Dex, looks like there's no lines going across there. And he said, no, that's what he's supposed to be. So it's just.
Well, sometimes that's what we need to do. It's like, oh, I'm ready to do what we need to do.
I've been involved in the caravan work for quite some time. Caravan industry came about 7 years ago when we moved back from Aruba, and we continued to work throughout the caravan on several different islands, carrying the gospel, carrying the people, putting in the great commission that God wants us to complete. And we as individuals know the importance of going into all the world. We might not be able to go to every country around the world, but we can go someplace. We might not even be able to go outside the United States, and that's okay, because there's still many different fields right here in the United States. We might not even be able to go outside the state or even because of health reasons, but the great commission is still there. And so whether it's going over a foreign field somewhere, or across the United States, or to the neighbor next door, or to the people who live in a home with us, the great commission is still important. We still have to reach out and tell others about Jesus Christ and the importance of the gospel. Just to give you a brief history of some of the work that we've been involved in lately, I've been working with Caravini since 1980 with my first family. I did not intend to go work with the Caravini. As a matter of fact, I didn't get out of here. Work on the military conservation. But doors opened up for us from time to time. Doors opened up for us to go to the Caribbean. And we've been working there ever since and have seen the tremendous growth of the church in the Caribbean. When we first started working in the Caribbean, the most of the congregations were fully supported by churches in the States. Very few congregations had doors, and very few congregations had preachers. Very few congregations were doing work outside the island where they were located. But since 1980, over the last 35 years, we've seen a lot of growth. Now, many of the congregations are fully supporting the local church. Many of the congregations have elders and teachers. Many of the congregations are sending missionaries out to other parts of the world, not just in Caribbean, but to other parts of the world. And so we've seen that growth and maturity in the Lord's church. And we're thankful for the work that they are doing. And we pray that they will continue to work and continue to move forward the way that they need to see. But we feel blessed to be able to work with the work of 23 different islands throughout the Caribbean and in other places as well. Now, the continent is not a part of the Caribbean. It's almost like going to another country sometimes because it's so far away. But when we started going to Montana, I guess about 7, 8 years ago now, 7 years ago, we started going to Lewis County, Montana. Small congregation, about 4 or 6 members at the time. Brother Russell Everson, if you know him, he and his family went with us on a campaign, a vacation Bible school. When we got out there, they fell in love with the work and the people. They decided they would move out there, came back and designed it. And been out here since doing a great work. And the congregation is now running somewhere around 30, 35 people in the regular basis. They've had to expand their auditorium. They're looking now for perhaps in the next 2 or 3 years, they'll have to be looking for another place to meet. And so we're grateful for that. So with that work up off the ground and moving forward, we decided to move down to a place called Roundup, Montana. We're still looking for somebody to move to. If you are interested in letting you know, we'd be glad to have you contact the folks out there. But when we started at going to Montana, really there were just 2 people who were faithful at the time. If you notice in the picture of Ron and Cheryl, they were really the only 2 strong members at the time. And another couple that was there, Judy and Mark, and they were younger members of the church. They were there part of the time, and they were not there most of the time. But we started working with them and going out there, and we've been out there now 4 years, and the church is beginning to grow. We brought back some of the area members, Caroline, this is with them, in the beginning, trying to encourage the Christians, always making them to be a part of the work and to get more involved in reaching out. And so when they just needed a boost, they needed some encouragement. So we at Japan the last 3 years working with them and trying to focus on that. We have brought back some of the members, Sam, this was an area member who is back now, and Terry, the other lady of the meeting, in the top right hand corner, she has been to the store. They are bringing people with them now. We've got the church and the building.
Sounds okay.
And so now they have about 12 to 20 meetings on a regular basis. Lord willing, we'll be here in July of next year. And if you want to go with us, we'll be more than glad to go. If you ever wanted to do it, you're going to go there. And this is a great opportunity to go and check it out. It'll take you several weeks to help in the work out there. But we try to fellowship with them, encourage them, strengthen them. Share meals with them, building the group in the name on a regular basis this year when we were there. We had Bible classes every weekend, and then we shared the meal with them. We had people from the community to make questions. We're trying to make them know, get them to the community, let them know that the church is there, the church is alive, and the church is going to be there. We did a lot of work around the building the last couple of years. Then work with the membership there, youngest male man that is there, youngest male that is there, 58 years old. And so a lot of the physical stuff they're not able to do right now. So we try to help them out with that and go and be a part of that. But our primary work has been in the thinking of the last several years. And so that's where we're going to focus most of our thoughts. And certainly our hearts go out to the children and some of our children come from Roberta and this man and the transition
place. Looks like you.
But even
though that been talking 12 minutes.
Because God has a way of
taking
care of work situations and using that to
do more. Yes, that's right.
But I'm not sure, you know, the perfect place of 300,000 people died because of that. But it opened up the doors of opportunity. Just 10 months later, cholera broke out and claimed another approximately 35,000 lives. And so it's a tragedy and a tragedy. But again, I believe that whatever the situation is, if we put it in God's hands and say, Lord, we don't know what to do with this, we don't know how you can use this, but Lord, here it is. And we ask God to use it. Whether it is a national if we will put it in God's hands, then God can use that for His glory in some way. We may not see all the results, but we can see from the things that are on the slide on the screen now, how that the selling of coaches eventually led to the freedom of religion. The being in Wales ended up saving the city. The persecution of Christians ended up the gospel going into all the world and people being saved because of it. The sinking in water, Peter, he was standing on the water and began to sink when he ended up walking forward back to the ship. We can see how that the dead and the Savior brought about the higher salvation. And so great things can happen through tragedies. And so it certainly was with me. Because of the
just in between Billings and Lewistown. We went through there on the way back to our airport in Lewistown. That's where he was talking about there to go.
What were we
doing? We knew anywhere.
He's
going to be back out there in July. He said he's going to be out there. Be out there with him. He was just talking about working there. This guy's too. This guy wants.
God sees, God knows, God knows. If you put it in God's hands, then God will use it. One of my favorite things to do is put the Psalms chapter God is under it. You use a rare earth and healing kind of all of us in trouble in our lives. There's been times in all of our lives that if we did not
see God in our
lives,
we
would
like you speaking to this woman. Okay, I just see his name.
He'll be here this afternoon.
Oh, okay. If you were doing some kind of internet symptom, nobody told me to be ready for that. We can do it eventually, but I'm not sure.
There's
comments and stuff.
And given a lot of patience that with it. Maybe he is a point where it reaches out to many parts of the world. And so we're hoping to be able to use that as an option to train preachers who will go out to other parts of the world preaching the Word of God. The Lord's work has progressed well in Haiti. Over the last few years since the earthquake of 2010, there were thousands of people in Haiti. Because of the wonderful love of God's people around the world, over $2.5 million was sent to the Haiti's congregation. And we were able to feed thousands of people for a long period of time. Medical aid went in and we We were able to rebuild houses, rebuild church buildings, rebuild schools, put schools where they were before. And because of that, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,500 plus people have obeyed God. We need to know what we can get from the people in Haiti. We have more approved than the preachers in Haiti. And they have reached out to people in their community. We've had 30 plus denominational churches where the entire congregation has been converted. Now, if we didn't do that, God's Word did that. Working through the local preachers, some of the local preachers in Haiti, we go to denominational preachers and say, they can help you with some food, we can help you with some medical aid. And then they would study the preacher, convert him, and then they go. And we're still in the process of doing that. One way that I work with it, and I make some preachers at three different congregations, over 500 adult people in these three different congregations. It's already changed the name of the church to the Church of Christ. They've already put aside the instrumental music. And it says they want to be identified with the Church of Christ. They think just changing the name, getting rid of their instrument, that's all it takes. But we're continuing to study and talk about that and God's plan of salvation. What it truly means is being a member of the body of Christ. So pray for that as we continue to work with things. One of the programs that we developed at this young man right here, Barnes, is a young man who is in medical school. Tell us about it. And our health people in Lexington are supportive. They're the ones that bring the money to work with their finances or whatever, and they support him on a monthly basis so he can go to the community. And there are requirements we have to remember the church as we pass on the grade, as we pay them. And so we stay in contact with them and do this kind of thing. And so we're working with other congregations to get involved in things along this line and help him or help others to be able to go to school and demonstrate anything. But one of the things that we found out through our preacher conferences and elder conferences is the greatest need in Haiti, the preachers said, was a school preacher to get more preachers. And so there's already been one campaign that they've been there for about 15, 16 years. Doing a good job, as far as I know, and reaching out to many areas and in several congregations. We estimate at this time that we have close to 300 congregations at this time. Now, then, in August of last year, we opened the doors to the International School of Theology. We partnered with Ray Hardeman and Barry Allen Bible Institute out in Denver, and we have teachers from these schools. Go down and help us, who will work with us, who will give us some counsel along the way to develop the school. But we're excited about this. We have 24 students. These 24 students is a target in some of these men are gospel preachers, school teachers, educating people in the community. And we want to use them in the future as some of our teachers. And so we're looking forward to that. This is a brother, Daisy Owen. Daisy Owen is one of our students. He is also a preacher, song leader, Bible class teacher, and Houston was appointed an elder at the Santo Congregation. The Santo Congregation used to be on the property where the nutrition center is, and the children's home. And so he is now one of the elders, two elders in the congregation. And both of the elders are students at ISD. And so we're thrilled to have him there. And recently he had a stroke, but he's doing better. I saw him just a couple of weeks ago when I was there, and he's doing well now. They didn't get out of the bounds, so we're glad that he's able to recover from that. Now, then, there are a lot of preacher schools in the several congregations have what they call a preacher school, where they're training men in their congregation or in surrounding congregations to be able to better prophesy. That's great. But we think that ISU needs to be a notch above, if you could say, of the norm. And so there are certain requirements that they have. Now, then, this is a senior program. Right now, we have 29 courses that are called. The first 2 years are all short courses. They start on Thursday and they end on Tuesday. They've got 5 days a week. By very qualified men, mostly Americans right now. We have had some called by some of the local brethren, and we'll be using more and more men in the future. We try to have them Bible center and then practical center. We get the students up as often as we need. The language that is spoken primarily is teaching Creole. And the Creole is what I call the local brethren. Because it is from the French background. I taught a class in English, and their requirement at the end was to present a 10-15-minute lesson from the Bible in English. And at the end of that week, they did an excellent job. Every one of them was able to get up and give a lesson in English. They said, "Well, Larry, we're going to do it in English. You've got to do it in your role." Well, I did it in Creole. Now, how long it was, I don't know. They said they didn't understand what I said, and I'm thankful for that. And we're glad that they are eager to learn. But all of our students have to at least complete it in the 11th grade before we allow them to come to this school. We have 24 students right now. We can have many more than that. Almost on a weekly basis, we have people stopping by saying, "We want to go to school. In order to do that at this time." So I'll talk more about that in the future. But we want the school to be more than just a place of learning. We want it to be a center of information for the churches in the We want to be the outreach for them. We want to be a resource for them. We've already started bringing out the we have printed on the regular basis in local language, not only in Creole, but also in French. We want men and women to educate so that they can go into the congregation so they can teach the Word of God effectively. And we're thankful that we have men who are willing to do that. Some of the students have to travel for hours to get there. We have some students that will travel 2.5 to 3 hours each day going and coming. And so they sit in many hours. They're excited and want to be a part of it. We have people from other parts of the island who are saying, "Hey, we want to start a school in our area." But we're not going to start a school all over the place, but we just want to have some satellite classes in the near future. One of the goals that we have is to have a satellite school in each of the 10 districts that are campaigning. And what we'll do there is for about $2,000, we'll be able to set up a satellite school where they can Skype in, they can do a system with the computers, all of the equipment that they need. We'll be able to have classes in other areas. It might not be only to the degree or to the extent that we have in programs, but it will be a way that we can help to reach out to other congregations in other areas on the island. Now, that these 3 weeks serve as our director. I serve as the American director of the school. I work on the host side of the Elder Cross Street over Lexington. But we chose 3 men to serve with us as director of the school. is a long road to maturity in that congregation to work closely with the leadership there. We have 6 men from that one congregation who is a part of the school. But he serves as one of our directors. He's also a police officer, travels with our troops from time to time. Brother Bob, we became a Christian about 4.5 years ago. After being a Christian for about a year, and his wife came to me, and they said, "Larry, you need to go with us to Jericho. You need to go with us so that we can take the gospel. We've got to go with your goal in our hand," as he told his wife. And he says, "We've got to take it to our family back home." We were maybe up in the end of the relief effort at that time, and I was thinking it was not able to go. And so he went on to the mountain. Brother Bob went, along with another man, a man in St. Louis, who is working in his community and planted 13 new congregations. They have converted one denominational church. So there's 14 congregations in the Jeremy area, and this is just from a man who's been preaching for less than 5 years. Growing in his faith, growing in his church, growing in his education. We are thankful for him to be there. He will be one of our teachers in the near future. He has a degree from the University of Navy in Communication. It's called Classes. It's the Police Academy of Communication. So we're glad that he is part of our program. Manny and Neville, maybe you know him as well. Thank you there. Brother Phoenix is a gospel preacher who has been preaching for 35 years from CC's away. Up until 2000. City Soleil is considered the most dangerous place in the world. But that's the area that Brother Phoenix chose to work in. He has been preaching there for about 35 years. He has had to flee that area on 3 different occasions because of the rest of his life. But then he goes back and he continues to preach and he continues to work on. But we are thankful for men like that. Now, then, some people ask, well, is Haiti a dangerous place to go? And the answer is, I don't believe in it. I have been there. We've been there many times over the last 5 years. Never felt the refuge at all. It is a tragedy what happened to the murder. Our hearts are bleeding for her family because of that. And some people have asked, well, will you continue to go? And the answer is yes. We will continue. Because God can take that bad situation and use it as His glory if we allow Him to do so. And so, yes, the work will continue. As I met with the students from various congregations that we work with, and I was very quick to go with them, the message that I made to them was that this is not my brother's work, this is not Larry's work, but this is God's work. We're just as part of it. We need to always remember that this is the Lord's work, and we are servants of His kingdom. Brother Phoenix feels that while he does not have a degree from the university, he has been working as a gospel preacher and teacher of the Word of God. Also, as the director of the elementary and secondary school in the city of Salt Lake area. He has worked closely with us and the Minister of Education. So that we could get ISD approved and sanctioned as an official school. And then you need to know before Thomas. He got married yesterday. He's excited and excited. And so we encourage him and him to do venture in life. Graduated with a free part of the university. And he is also one of our directors. And you should see the respect that people have for Thomas. They told me that high esteem for his character, for his dedication, and the work that he was doing. So we're thankful to have all three of these men as co-directors of the school in Haiti. We have teachers that come from different parts of the United States who are bringing in, dedicating in, teachers of God's Word, but five of them and I will be leaving on November 4th. Go while we're there. And so we've got a lot of good men. We who are involved in preaching and teaching the Word of God in such like my form. But one of the things that we have tried to add in the program is outreach to the women in taking the program. The women, many times, have been neglected and overlooked. And so we have regular sessions for the ladies where three groups of wives, ladies in different congregations, they can have special classes for ladies. If you would like to go, any of you ladies would like to go to any class in maybe in the school, then please let us know. We can work out the details on that and make arrangements for that. But the ladies are hungry to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word and enjoyment. They have regular preacher and elder conferences where we bring people together for a study of God's Word, but more importantly, so that they can develop their reports and the congregations can get together. One of the problems that we saw early on is the lack of communication between congregations. Congregation A may not know what congregation B is, but many of them may not be far apart from one another. And so we've got to get congregations together, and now they're working together. Now they're inviting preachers from different congregations. Our students, when they are out for a two or three week break from time to time, they may stop meeting. They continue to come to school and study, or they go into different congregations and conduct BPS seminars, whatever is needed for those congregations. We conduct seminars, workshops, gospel meetings, whatever is needed, then that's what we do. Our work is to reach out. The brain is going to Jesus Christ. And sometimes we have to do that in order to open that door. Sometimes we have to provide food for people in order to open that door. We understand that those things that are vital in the door, but our ultimate goal is to preach and teach the Word of God. We can never forget what the mission of the church is. And as I emphasize to the students in ISD, that our goal and our mission in the church is not to feed everybody, not to clothe everybody, not to send everybody thousands of things to help. But our mission in the church is to make sure that tell people about Jesus Christ. Now these other things that need to be done from time to time, I want to emphasize that. And so I would encourage you to go on these things. Reach out to people, whether it's taking it or prayer. One of the things that we've tried to do is to connect we're hoping to
I got one picture that says bucket. Then I show Bill and says bucket.
Well, one reason is because
amazing.
Thank you.